These are the daily minutes for Sunday, 18 September 2011. Today I got a story that is so much complicated, and it is in English. It's quite difficult to translate, so I put up an English episode of the daily minutes for that. The story is about the UK smartphone CubeSat Strand 1, which is a small satellite, which is made by AMSAT UK. And the article is from the website of the RSGB. I just read it, I guess. It's quite complicated. I hope I don't stutter over it or well, swallow my tongue or something. The International Amateur Radio Union Satellite Frequency Coordination Panel has agreed a frequency of 437.575 MHz for the UK satellite Strand 1. Strand 1 will carry, beware, will carry an Android smartphone and plans to use data rates of 9K6 or 19K2 BPS for the AX25 packet radio downlink. A software-based speech synthesizer will also be included to pay tribute to the UOSAT family of satellites. The 3U CubeSat measures 30 by 10 by 10 centimeters and weighs 4 kilograms. Unlike previous CubeSats, it will feature full 3-axis control with the attitude and orbit control system comprising a nano magnetorquer, nano reaction wheels, GPS receiver, 6 pulse plasma thrusters and a butane thruster. STRAND stands for Survey, Training, Research and Nano Satellite Demonstration, and the program is intended to be a long-term arrangement between the space company SSTL and academic researchers at the Surrey Space Center SSC, with Strand 1 being the first of a long line of Strand nanosatellites. The SSTL employees involved in the Strand program are volunteers. It is a condition of the program that volunteers from SSTL and SSC use their own free time for the Strand activities, such as lunches and breaks. The project has no budget at all for staff, so is entirely dependent on volunteers. The mission has 4 main objectives. The first one being rapid autonomous commissioning. It is planned to demonstrate advanced autonomous commissioning techniques, including new attitude determination and control and detumble technologies. The second, in-orbit approach and inspection. It is planned to demonstrate miniature propulsion systems to approach the rocket body from which the station was deployed and to take images of the rocket body using onboard cameras. The third is high-performance computing and IEEE 802.11bg networking. It is planned to demonstrate the operation of high-performance, low-power-consumption processors on board for complex tasks. The fourth being outreach. It is planned to take images of the Earth from space and downlink a compressed digital version of the image. Additionally, users may upload their own digital content, for example, being a JPEG imagery, short videos, etc., to be downloaded by other users. A 6-page article on Strand 1 appeared in the spring issue of the AMSAT UK publication, Oscar News, which is available for download at www.uk.amsat.org. Thanks to the hard work of volunteers from the British Amateur Radio Club, BATC, the video of the presentation on the Strand 1 smartphone CubeSat, given by Sean Kenyon in the AMSAT UK colloquium, is now available on the website www.batc.tv. Well, this was a tongue breaker indeed.
Dit is PA0ETE.
An android in a satellite. I just wonder what brand they will use.